Dang it.
Dang. You played yourself.
I just hit record for the past 5 minutes. It's had nothing, but I'm glad that I caught it now. I literally thought to myself, oh man, Jen's like really, she's really snapping out here.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me make sure it's recording her. It's not.
Yep. And I look down and it's not. Okay. Well, that's the first on the podcast.
5 minutes in me.
I'm just going to go from the top. We're just going to pretend that didn't happen. Okay. All right. So just pretend that I'm doing the intro for the first time. Okay. Excuse me. Got to clear my throat. A little phlegm in there. Okay. Here we go. Welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Nate, joined, as always, via CarPod DM by my beautiful host, who is my baby's mama. Never bring in the drama. Knows when to use a comma.
Yeah.
Has never been on a llama.
That's true.
It's my wife. Officially 3 years today, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer Williams. Clap, 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 clap. Ooh, she beautiful. Jen, it's been 3 years married, and that's, we're going to get into that in just a moment. A phrase that you like to say almost every day is, it's a beautiful day. wow. 3 years in, y'all. This is what happens. You just start getting synced up. Jen, is it a beautiful day right now?
Actually, today could be better. It's raining. Not a huge fan of rain days when I have to be out in them. I'll give rain a chance if I can be inside okay. with a cup of tea under perfect circumstances in bed with a little fan blowing.
Okay.
So I mean, literal perfect circumstances.
Right. So you don't want to be in the rain.
I can't hear you. You're doing that thing where Sorry. Only you can
it's,
hear it.
Okay. It's loud in my ears, but it's not out loud. So you don't like the rain?
I don't love it.
Okay.
No.
That's fair. Well, why are we out in this rain-soaked part of Delaware? Where
we
are we headed?
We are going to, I think it's called a consignment sale.
Okay.
It's called Just Between Friends.
Okay.
Which sounds naughty, but it's not. It's between mom friends.
Okay, that's
I think
better.
Is the idea.
Okay.
And, like, it's basically a huge consignment sale where moms can sell, like, their kids' gently used clothing that they've outgrown and then purchase new clothes for, like, their new age. So it's pretty cool, really.
Yeah, you're telling me about it. It's a way that moms can get rid of the stuff that they currently have.
Yeah.
And get it.
Size like, up or whatever.
Right, and to get a profit from the stuff that they bought.
Exactly.
And it also gives new moms such as you or moms that are going into a different stage the opportunity to buy something that's quality, hopefully, for not a full retail price. Right.
Right.
And you said it's like a big market, right? Because kids are forever growing.
Yeah, it's huge.
And this isn't like... No slight to Goodwill, but this isn't like Goodwill. You said that they're like super organized and all that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're like very organized. Like all of our toys are over here. All of our rocking chairs are over here. Like, and they have everything. Like it's huge.
True.
And we bought pre-sale tickets. So the sale starts at 9 this morning. I think they had like yesterday, if you're a vendor, you could like come in. And shop or whatever. So hopefully those people didn't get all the goodies.
True.
But like today at 9 is when it begins. And those tickets sold out immediately. And we got tickets at 9:30. And today's ticket sales are completely sold out. Like Dang. I bought these tickets a month ago.
Wow.
To get the best of the best. So like we're going at 9:30. And then we can shop around. Like there's social distancing and stuff. But they let the 9 o'clock group go in. Than us at 9:30.
Okay. I'm hype.
Yeah, I'm hype too. We got like our huge IKEA bags. They sent shopping tips. They said bring a roller cart. Like.
Yeah. We don't have one of those, but
no, we don't have one of those.
We're here for it. You got your walking shoes on to get some traction on these other moms. Yeah. As you said this morning. Put these Hokas on to get some traction on these.
Get some traction on these moms.
These moms out here.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm about
to get
that traction on them.
No, I got you. I support it. And what are...
You push past me like, get out of here.
Excuse me.
Move.
What exactly are we looking for? I know that you said there's something called an economic baby, an eco baby.
Ergo.
Or is it a European baby?
Yeah, it's like this, essentially like this little, like, well, we got some wraps for our baby shower, right? That's kind of like more when the baby is tiny, like up to 6 months, maybe 7, 8
okay.
months. But then the Ergo baby is meant more for like, if you were to go on a hike or like we were to take the baby to the zoo, it's like a bit more structured with like comfortable padded straps so that they don't get too heavy on your back and stuff like that.
Okay. I think I know exactly what you're talking about. Is this like when you see like dads? Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. They got them like strapped to their...
Yeah.
It's like a GoPro, but with the kids, the camera.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
And then that is pretty much like one of the things I want to look for because on Amazon, like a brand new one's like $180.
Oh, geez.
But I know that people have bought them for a long time, so like there's probably gonna be some at this thing.
Okay.
And like I really think, and I could be wrong, but I think a lot of people that come to this sale are people who have older children that are growing like each school year.
I see.
So like they get what's in the next school year.
Okay.
So I really don't think there's gonna be like baby moms there.
I see. So okay, so maybe that leaves more cream for the crop for us.
Yeah, or I mean, I hope so.
I'm all about that. Okay.
And
what else? You said a bassinet?
Yeah, still kind of going back and forth on the bassinet thing. If they have the one that I want, we could get it. It's probably going to be cheaper than new, but I don't know. And then we need some zipper onesies. Like, I've heard great things about, like, just zipping and unzipping baby when they're, like, little so that you can put the diapers on quickly at night.
Okay.
So I've heard great things about those, not having to hassle with the buttons. And we only have like maybe 2 or 3 in each size.
I see. So about the stock up on them zipper onesies, y'all.
Yeah, maybe like on zipper onesies. I don't know. I'm also super particular. So I'll look through like 2 racks and find maybe 2 items.
Right. And that works out perfect for us because we don't have a whole lot of space. I went upstairs today. The guest room looks like the mess room. It is.
We got to get it together before the baby gets here, because that's where my parents are going to stay.
Yep. It is a hot mess. There's so much stuff in there. We just don't have a lot of storage these various rooms. There's no storage outside of our garage that we use. Also, fun fact, I broke off the mirror of our new SUV. I broke that off today. Not off, but I broke off part of it.
The back part.
Yeah, the back part just popped off.
Yeah, the lip of it got caught on the garage door as we were backing out, and it just, boom, over the hood.
Yeah, I was zooming. My hope is that, like, I'm guessing tape isn't going to do it. I really don't know how to adhere it back on.
My dad's coming to see the baby, so
he'll
put it back on.
Okay, true.
I don't know with what, but he'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, I'm excited about this. Our hope was to go back to what I really wanted to talk about. It is our anniversary today.
Mm-hmm. 3 years.
We have been married for 3 years, and we were talking yesterday on our walk, and I'm thinking that what we're doing today will constitute as our walk today, correct?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, I thought so, too. Maybe we just hit our start button on our watches and see how far we go, you know?
That's my thought.
Okay. Anyway, we were walking and talking on our walk yesterday, just kind of reminiscing over...
It's 25.
Thank you. Just reminiscing over the past 3 years, kind of doing it in 6-month intervals, so to speak. And, although we've been married for going on three years as of today, Jen was kind of doing the math, and we had been dating / engaged for essentially a year before that. So we've been together for almost 4 years,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
That's right.
I can't remember the exact date that I said, you won't be my girlfriend, girl.
I don't remember either. I think that was sometime in July.
I think so, too. Well, actually, no. When you came to visit, I feel like maybe like the last day of you leaving, or maybe the second day. I think we were outside of a Jamaican restaurant, and I said, Do you want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah, in like a group voice, because we had just watched that movie.
Yeah, we just, that's right. Dirt, I don't know. Do you? I can't do it. Forget it.
It was so cute. It was so cute.
Thank you.
26 years old.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like you have to. You got to establish the relationship, you know?
Right.
ETD, or what is it called? ETR.
DTR. What are you saying? You're thinking of ETA. It's fine. Yeah, so I asked you to be my girlfriend, yada yada, so it's going on about 4 years together. So I've got a whole bunch of questions for you. We already kind of went through some of the highlights of the past couple of years. So I'll ask you a question, and chances are that question will stem into some other questions, and, you know, we'll see. So within the 3 years being married, 4 years together, but okay. I'll just say the 3 years being married, okay. What's something surprising that you've learned about yourself?
Ooh, about myself.
About yourself.
I sort of already knew this about me, but I didn't think it could be so bad that I'm so clingy. Literally, when you go to a different room, I'm like, where are you headed?
Yep, just to the kitchen. Can I come? This is an open floor
should I go with you or?
Apartment, so you can see me. You can see right where I'm in. No, I'm good over here by myself.
Do you want to hug while we go in there?
Yeah, but it is kind and it is endearing and it does not bother me, although I pretend to be slightly annoyed.
And it's all I ever want. I'm like, let's just be hugging and touching, and then I'll be great.
Right, that is your love language. Yes. You said you knew that you were clingy, but you didn't realize to this
how
degree.
Clingy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is you're a newborn koala out here, just clinging.
Yeah, I am.
Holding on.
Just, I want to be that little kangaroo in the pouch.
Okay, my goodness. Okay. It's a bit much. What's an interesting thing that you've learned about me in these past 3 years?
Oh, man. An interesting thing about you. Like, just a random fact?
Just something you're just like, whoa, I didn't know that. I didn't know that about him, or I was not expecting that. Or, oh, that's a pleasant surprise, or, gotta work on that. Just something.
I think, like, I thought that you would need more, like, extrovert time than you actually do need.
I see.
Like, I think when anybody meets you, they think that you're, like, really outgoing, which you are super outgoing in short stints.
Right.
But, like, I always thought, because when we first got married, we would be on the go all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, going to Mal and Andrew's, going to dinner after youth group. Like, we were always going every night.
Yeah, most of our evenings were spoken for.
Yeah, which was great, because we were surrounded by, like, tons of close friends.
And yes.
That was such a fun season. And now, like, I thought it would just always be that way.
Mm.
And that without it, you would feel some type of way. But, I don't know.
No, you've realized that is not the case.
Yeah.
Also, can you be the one navigating? I can't be, like, looking down and at the road at the same time. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, my inner control freak would love to.
Okay.
Make sure we don't miss a turn.
I believe it. All right, I just wanted to get this turn out the way, and then now I hand you my phone. Okay, quickly.
So, yeah, I would say, like, that's one thing. That's been, like, not a bad surprise by any means, but, like, he doesn't need as much time around other people as I thought you did.
You know I feel you. I think I thought
you're really
that I...
okay with just it being us.
Yeah. I prefer it that way. I think early on, I was really about hanging out with people and all of that because I feel like, I don't know, those type of social interactions were, like, cup filling for me, if that makes sense. But because of our relationship, there's not any, like, more of my cup that I really need filled, so to speak.
Right.
And I do think that it's important to be around your family and to have friends and that type of thing. And I think that those people can help fill your cup as well. But when I was a single dude just out here, I made it a point to fill up my cup with music, friends, not so much my family as much as I should, but different hobbies that I had and, you know, other failed relationships, but I just needed a lot to fill up my cup. The cup hasn't changed. It's just that the what I'm pouring into it has.
And you fill it with different things now.
Yes. And you fill it up to the brim to, you know, it's overflowing. So I really don't have like a high need for like talking to my high school friends or any of that because I'm like, oh, I'm set. Like I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm getting better at that. But in reality, like you just, you in so many ways, just fill those things in for me. So I just don't have a, have a high need.
Yeah.
I think also I've prayerfully, I believe that I have, but I've also just matured. And I think part of that maturing is I realized I don't have to entertain people. I don't.
That's right.
I shouldn't feel the need to like, ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba, and like host a show almost for folks, which has been a really freeing understanding that I've come to. So, yeah, and I think that that's really been developed over the past 3 years being married to you. I don't have to entertain people because, once again, it's an audience of one, so to speak. I'm just trying to please you and the Lord, but mostly you. Well, mostly the, you get what I'm saying. So, yeah, I think that that's the reason why. Okay, roles reversed. Those questions to me. So,
okay.
First one is, you ask
what
me.
What has surprised you in the last 3 years about you?
I think that I thought, this sounds terrible about myself, but I realized that I'm not as patient as I thought that I was, and not that you, like, frustrate me to no end. It's not that. I think I thought that I was patient and kind and, you know, forget, like, all of those things. But everybody can be those things for, like, short stints, you know? Like, all of my encounters, for the most part, with people were me just hanging out with them for, like, an hour or two. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, 3-4 hours max, and then I'm elsewhere, and usually not hanging out with them, like, the next day, like, that type of thing. And so I never really had to practice patience or anything like that.
Right.
Until you're with someone, you know, every day. In our unique work situation, we're working from home, we're working with each other. It's a much different dynamic than, you know, just a casual friendship with someone. So you have more opportunities to be patient. So I think that I thought that I was more mature than I was when we first got married. And I'm realizing now a lot of the flaws in my character, and not like major, you know, character flaws, but just areas that needed improvement. And I didn't realize that until, you know, I think that your spouse is, you know, a mirror and helps you to see those imperfections, those, that lettuce in your teeth, that, you know, toilet paper on the bottom of your shoe, that type of thing.
Yeah,
so I think that that's the most interesting thing I've learned about myself.
I feel like you're super patient, but that's just me.
I appreciate that. I think that I am better now than I was before. I'm never the type to yell. I think it's just, you just hear it in my voice that I'm losing patience. And someone who doesn't know me would just think, Nate is awfully polite. In reality, I am furious. And
yes, that's like, your, like, impatience.
Yep. Like, yes, well.
Hey, baby, can you hear me? Yes.
Yes. Just a second, please. I'll be right with you in just a second. Hold on.
Yeah, that's literally what you
that's,
say.
And on I'm the like, inside, oh. I'm like,
my bad.
Yeah. No, I got to use that. I got to use that.
That's funny to say because that is genuinely what you say.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
What can I get for you?
How can I help you? Yep. That's me furious. So that's my response to that. Next question, please.
Okay, what has surprised you about me since we've been married in the last 3 years?
I think, as of today, it is actually officially a year since you've launched Bloom Budget, and really you dedicated the first five, maybe six, because Jen released Bloom Budget to the public last year, 2020, on our anniversary. Mm-hmm. And she had always, and if you have heard us talk about this business of hers, she's always wanted to have something for herself, and she's really into finance and paying off debt and budgeting, that type of thing. Created a aesthetically pleasing budget that, yeah. Am I describing it well?
Yeah.
Okay. So she created that, put that out, worked on it diligently until I knocked her up, and then pregnant Jen.
Wow.
I didn't know a better way to say that. Then pregnant Jen had a lot less energy, rightfully so, had a lot less energy, so she kind of put that on the back burner. But within those 5 months, she got Dave Ramsey. Did he ever get back to you on? You haven't looked, have you? Did you look?
I haven't been looking. No, okay, I haven't
that's
been looking.
Problematic. But within those 5 months, towards the tail end, Dave Ramsey reposted as something or other, and she. All of that to say, I didn't realize how much of an entrepreneur and like a lady boss you were.
Oh, that's kind.
Until seeing you hustle for something that you care about, and I've seen you hustle for other things, like for the different clients that you have, for your social media managing and all of that. I've seen you hustle in that way, and for, you know, the jewelry company that you worked for. But when it was your own thing, I remember, I mean, you'd stay up crazy late working on templates, and mm-hmm. I'd leave work and I'd come back and I'd be gone for 4 or 5 hours, and you're like, all right, so this is what I got done. I knocked out this on the website, I created this and this and this. And so I'm just like, man, like, look out when Jen cares about a thing and it's, you know, her own, you know, name and image and branding and all that stuff that she's coming up with, she is a force to be reckoned with. And so my admiration for you grew, not just because of what you could do, you know, not so much that, but she's like, man, there's like a real entrepreneurial like hunger and drive in you. And I just found that to be really cool and to be awfully attractive.
Thanks. So now I do is grow babies.
Now you're, and that is, I would say, the hardest job that you've ever had to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's been hard.
Yeah. So, no less admiration. I admire you more for making this baby than the Bloom Budget stuff. So, be not deceived. This is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
And once this baby pops out, you're going to be the best mom and graphic designer and entrepreneur and all of that combined.
That's the goal. That's the goal.
You're going to crush it. Okay. Looking back over the past 3 years, what's something that has changed in our relationship? So let's just look at, overall, what's something that has changed for the better in our relationship?
I think one of the best decisions, some of the best decisions, because we've had to make this decision multiple times, is leaving where we work.
Yeah.
For the betterment of our relationship. Because there are different seasons that we've gone through that were, like, I want to say darker, which sounds terrible, but like.
But it's accurate. Much darker.
Just. Like, this, like, we were good, we are so happy, everything is joyful at home, but then it's like, oh, I have to go back to work.
Yeah.
At this job that you dread, you know what I mean?
Yeah, working at the school was tough.
Yeah.
Super, super tough.
And it was like, it's so not worth it if you make money, but, like, hate what you do, because you do bring it home.
Yeah.
So... Unless you're a super duper compartmentalizer, which I am not.
No, me neither. I would bring every day. I'd bring that stuff home. So to get a little bit more clear cut of an answer, what has changed in our relationship is
you don't work those jobs anymore.
True. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
So the thing that's changed is like our employment stuff.
Yeah.
But it's made everything better.
I agree. I totally agree. Something that I would say that has changed for the better. I would say, and we've said this multiple times, I would say that our communication is great. I thought that it was, you know, fantastic when we first started dating and were together, but we've gotten to a place now where, I don't know if it's easier to tell one another like the harder things or what, but, our communication is amazing.
That's so true.
Not because we're doing anything special or fancy. I just want to tell Jen how I'm feeling. And, I think that there is some finesse and there is some learning how your, spouse or, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, learning how they receive information, and learning how to best give that information to you. I've learned that, better over time. And so both of us have learned how to communicate with one another better.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has kept us from having any disagreements or, like just misunderstanding one another over the past couple of years. So I'm thankful for that. And in being married, you have multiple opportunities to practice telling someone the harder truth.
Yep.
Like, hey, you hurt my feelings when you said this, or hey, when you did this, I felt like you weren't, you know, respecting my, you know, opinion or whatever it is.
Right.
We have had the opportunity to ask each other the hard questions often.
Yeah.
Which I'm thankful for.
Yeah. And I feel like our communication has always been great, but I used to like clam up when I needed to say something.
Yeah.
And you'd have to like pry it out of me. And so like a 15-minute conversation would become like a 3-hour situation, which
right.
would then ruin our day. Because I just didn't want to talk about it. Because I didn't want you to feel some type of way toward me or...
Right. And that didn't come from nowhere in the relationship
right.
that you were in before.
It like, become a huge
yep.
thing. So I was like, I'm just going to keep to myself. I'm just going to not say anything.
Yeah.
Because that'll just keep the peace.
Mm-hmm. But it's fake peace. You know, it's faux peace.
Exactly.
And it's not really like... It's treating the symptoms and not the actual illness, you know.
Yes,
like
I also had to learn, which is something with time that I've learned about you.
Yeah.
But it took me some time to learn, like you are going to meet whatever I'm feeling, however maybe you made me feel that way, maybe I've made myself feel that way because of. You know, like past her or whatever, assuming that you meant to make me feel this way. But then when I bring those things to you, and we've talked about this in the podcast before, you have always met it with understanding. Not
yes.
like, well, I didn't make you feel that way.
Yes.
That's on you for feeling that way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You've never said that before. It's always like, oh, I'm sorry I made you feel that way. I can see how you feel that way. So like... Because you meet it with understanding. Now I'm not afraid to bring things up because I know they're not going to take 3 to 5 hours to, you know, conclude.
Yeah.
So it's been a mutual. It's not just me saying, I'm not going to be that way anymore.
I got you.
You've shown me it's safe to not. You've shown me it's safe to say how I feel.
And I think that the way that I've heard it put before is it's not you versus your spouse, your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. It's not you versus them.
Right.
It's the two of you guys versus the problem.
Right.
You know, you guys are on the same team type of thing versus the issue or the disagreement type of thing.
Exactly.
And so I'm always on your side, whatever the disagreement is. And if I made you feel some type of way, then I've done something to hurt my teammate. And that makes it more difficult for us to operate to our best capacity versus, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is. So me approaching it that way and saying like, hey, Jen's bringing something up. and you're trying to make me better. Like, you're just trying to make it a better fit. Like the little memory foam things that you put in your shoes.
Yeah.
You know, those things, when you first put them in, you know, it relieves pressure, yada, yada. But as you use them over time, you know, just becomes more and more and more comfortable, more and more worn right. in. And so I'm like 3 years deep of being, you know, molded to better fit you, you know, right. like, I've never had a tailored suit, but I know that for the, when I was getting measured for the suit, and I think this might be the same way for wedding dresses, you get measured when you first get it. Then you get measured again closer to the date because things might have changed. Mm-hmm. You might be bigger or smaller or whatever, and it has to be refit to fit you best. Right. I feel like every year we have the opportunity to, like, I mean, every day of every month of every year, we have the opportunity to tailor ourselves to better fit the other person. And you fit me fantastically.
Yeah.
By the way.
Thanks.
What's something in your opinion, so this is pivoting, what's something in your opinion over the past couple years that has changed for the worse? Something that it's like, oh man, that's, yikes.
Something that's changed for the worse? That's a big question. This isn't, I mean, it is about our relationship and everything, but I think that's something.
Into the mic.
Oh.
Thank you.
I think something that's, like, continually changed is we've gotten, like, further and further away from where we want to be forever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's
we
good.
We always just, like, take jobs or move to wherever, like, makes sense right now, but in every move, it's like, this isn't where we want to be.
Right.
We don't want to be here either.
Right.
We don't want to be here. And so, like, we've learned a lot throughout the way, and we can make it a positive thing.
For sure.
But at the end of the day, no place that we've yet been has been where we want to stay.
Right.
So, I mean, that kind of stinks.
It does. And I do, to piggyback off of that, I feel the most settled now than any time before. But when we were living in Southern Maryland, I did feel settled, and I mean, just looking out at the horizon, I didn't see any end in sight for us and our friends or any of that. I just didn't see it. So I felt content and settled then. But like you said, since moving from Southern Maryland to Texas, to Kansas, to back to here, and each one of those places, for whatever reason, it wasn't a perfect fit for us. So I don't think that we have yet stumbled across where we're going to be.
Long term.
Right, long term.
Yeah. And really the only missing piece to that is we want to be around our family.
Yeah.
And we haven't had that anywhere that we've lived.
No. We're pretty close right now, like, to my parents, Delaware-wise. But we are... Yes, they are moving in June... They're moving in June, so my goodness.
Maybe
sooner. So like 2 months from now, we'll have the baby, and then my parents will move a month later, which is wild. So I'm the closest that I've been, like, distance-wise to my parents in the past 10 years. I'm closest to them now, but we are also in the middle of a pandemic, so.
Right. It doesn't feel as close as we are to them.
Right.
But it is also still awesome to have them so close.
Yeah, it is nice. So they're moving to Florida.
Yeah.
And hopefully me and Jen at some point have jobs that will allow us to travel a little bit more so that our kids know their grandparents on that side.
Yeah.
For me, to answer that same question, something that I feel like has changed for the worse, if I'm being honest and, like, hypercritical, I feel that, like, I haven't been as romantic towards you over the past, like, year or so. And I want to get more of the romance that I brought to the table early on in our relationship, I want to bring that back here. I still try to show you that I care about you and that I love you by doing, you know, different things around the house or saying that to you. But I feel like I've lost a little bit of the romance. I don't know if you feel similarly, and if you do, I'm not offended because I'm the one saying it, but I feel like that has...
I think that that is one of my love languages, so I think it's really cool that you're able to say, like, oh, it's not really my love language, but I know that it's something that you need kind of thing.
Right.
And assess that, like, yourself. I feel like in relationships in the past, I've had to be like, what happened? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I would have to bring it up before, like, the person noticed.
I see.
Like, oh, I don't treat you the same that I used to.
Right.
So I think it's cool that you're able to, like, self-reflect on that and... it not be something that I'm like, okay, it's our anniversary, you didn't like get me flowers, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't care about, like, I just, our love is deeper than that, you know what I'm saying?
So, yes.
But I think that, yeah, I mean, I love love and romanticism and physical touch and all that, so I'm not gonna say no.
I got you. I want to step it up because I do think about you and care about you. However, I know that I was also, because we work together.
And have one car.
And have one car. And
I'm on to you.
Yeah, we live in a fairly small townhouse type situation. It's very difficult to, like, plan things. I mean, Jen said earlier that she's clingy. If I go to the other, if I go to the other room and say, hey, can you do a reservation for two? Jen's like, hey, what you doing?
Yeah, where are you going? Who are you talking to?
What's up? Who are you talking to? And,
can I talk to him?
Yep, and then now the surprise is ruined, so.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, it's just a little bit difficult to surprise you now, or to plan those romantic things. When I worked a separate job and was able to be by myself, I'd be looking towards seeing you, and I still look forward to seeing you in times that we're apart. But in that time, I'd be trying to think of a creative way to show you how much I had missed you, and I could do that and plan it and all of that. Now that we're sitting on the couch next to each other, you know, the best I can do is go get you that ice cream that you want, the coconut one.
Our turn's coming up.
Okay. Am I
it's
making
a left.
Okay. Yeah, that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
I like that one. That's a good one. That one's hard for me, because all these are in your head, so you already have the answer. And I don't get that luxury.
I got you. Okay. Another question. What is something that excites you about our future? So looking back over the past 3 years, looking forward, what's something that excites you about, I don't know, the next 3 years?
I think that, well, I mean, everything is about this baby right now, because we're getting closer and closer to having this baby. But I feel like in the next 3 years, like, it's going to be super cool to see you become a dad and, like, just kind of fit into that role.
Yeah.
And what new joys that's going to bring.
Yeah. Because 3 years from now, our child will be Izzy's age.
Right.
And
we'll
I know that
toddler.
Yeah. And I know how much joy Izzy brings to not only her parents, Jason and Sarah, but also to your parents as well. And
right.
So, and she has a full on personality.
Yes,
you know, she is talking and, you know, cooking Play-Doh things and all of that. So to think that we'll have a child that age on our hands is exciting.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
So crazy.
I think to answer that, something that I believe will happen in the next 3 years that I'm excited about, I think that we will be closer to what it is that we want to do.
Yeah.
And closer to where it is that we want to be. Just by a matter of fact, 3 years down the line, we'll clearly be closer. We'll be 3 years
right.
closer to whatever that thing is. But I think in that time, I think that we'll have more life experiences. We'll see more content. We'll see more of what we don't want to do. And I think we'll be able to narrow it down even more, 2 years from now.
Right.
And who's to say what that will be, whether it means that we own our own business or, you know, I don't know. But I think that we'll be that much closer to, this is the thing.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, I had to cough. Something that, so try to, as best I can, do a devotional every night before going to sleep with Jen. I try to do the devotional with Jen. And the one that we're doing is 12 days to, like, knowing your purpose or something like that. It's on the Bible Plan app if you have that. But something that I found interesting is the word vocation, like meaning your job, comes from like the Latin word vocali or something like that, which means calling. And so it's interesting because vocal, and I'm sure that's probably like a derivative of the same, you know, whatever, but it says that your job is like your calling. And so, oh my gosh, jeez, I hate driving in the rain. I don't feel as though I've ever had necessarily a calling, so to speak, but I have had jobs that I've enjoyed more so than others. Like the job that I have right now, I enjoy more so than the other jobs that I've had.
Yeah.
You, like, have you ever felt as though, like, oh, like, this is my groove. This is the thing I want to do.
I think that Bloom Budget stuff is probably the closest to that. It's like helping other people, and that's been amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like called to do it, but it's just kind of like, this is something that I enjoy and that I feel like could help other people. So, like, let me just pursue it.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like the voice of God was like, you about to do Bloom Budget.
Right. No, I feel you.
Like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's just me.
I feel you. And 3 years from now, you'll be even closer to shaping that to be what you want it to be. Because I do think that that is huge. I think that that'll be a great means to help people. And I'm thinking less about the monetary. And that really does seem to be the case with every YouTuber or business owner that I have seen. They weren't chasing the money. They wanted to make a product to supply it to the people or to meet a need.
Yeah, because I'll tell you right now, when you chase money or you chase notoriety or whatever,
yeah,
it goes, if it isn't satisfying,
yeah,
you have to like what you do or it's always going to feel like work. That's the thing. You might see like, oh yeah, I can make a lot of money making videos about Bitcoin or whatever.
Right.
But if you don't enjoy it, helping other people, it's got to be deeper than just,
I'm getting paid out here.
Exactly.
No, I feel you. Yeah.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
Deeper than that, or it's just going to fall.
When I worked at the high school in Temple, I was getting paid the most that I've ever gotten paid before in my life.
Did you like the work, though?
No. And they were looking to give me a raise to do half of something that I didn't enjoy and the other half something that I did enjoy. And I thought to myself, this sounds better than my current situation, but I didn't really enjoy the teaching part.
Right.
And so because of that, I had to be like, just because it wouldn't be a life-giving thing. I wouldn't be waking up excited to do the teaching. I'd begrudgingly do that for half the day and then the other half of the day, you know, do something that I enjoy doing. But I just don't want to spend my life doing things that I don't want to do.
Right.
Especially for the sake of money.
Yep.
There's,
that's more what I consider a calling.
I got you.
Just finding the thing that you want to do.
Right. And it just so happens to meet the financial needs that you have.
Right.
I agree. Well, 3 years from now, we'll both be closer to whatever that calling is.
Yeah.
Who knows? Thinking back over the past 3 years, what has been one of the funniest memories that you can think of?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many things. Oh, my gosh. We laugh all the time.
We do.
I just got cracked up yesterday about something. Or maybe that was today about my shoes.
I think
so. No, but yesterday I think I was laughing really hard, too. I can't remember.
What's my toilet paper mishap?
Oh my gosh.
We don't have to get into that. Let's just not.
I was dying.
Let's just not. Let's just say.
It's not TMI, is it?
Yesterday,
that stimmy
okay,
hit.
Okay, okay, okay. Hold on. I'll tell it, and I'll try to be discreet.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you know me? I'll be taking
no,
it from
yeah,
0 to 100.
100%. All right. So, jeez, Louise. Long story, extremely short. There's not a whole, there's not thousands of people listening to this, so this is fine. So to the select like 50 yes, people, enjoy. Oh my gosh, yeah, enjoy. So something that I do on a regular basis is that I moon Jen. Okay, that means that I show her my butt. We live in a retirement community. It's usually like we've got the blinds and stuff down, and it's just like a ha 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 ha. It's like a joking thing that we do, okay?
Yep.
So, I was on Amazon.com putting all sorts of goodies in the cart, preparing to purchase these things, and Jen was saying, I don't think that the stimulus check has hit yet. Like, we don't got all that money out there. Like, hold on. And I was like, can you check? Like, can you check to see if it's hit the account yet? And she's like, sure. So, she logs in. It's taking its good old time. She sees, she's like, it did. And I was like, let's go. And so I'm dancing and
so
like moving around. So then I was like, okay, this is a perfect opportunity to moon her. So I moon her whilst dancing.
Mm-hmm. And so cheeks are flapping.
Okay.
Sorry, you know me.
Yep, no, I do. They weren't a flapping. I think I just leaned forward a little bit in my dancing. Oh, jeez, Louise. Lauren, I'm sorry.
It was a
Andrew,
whole
I'm sorry.
Lot.
Will, I'm sorry.
And I was like, Nathaniel, get over here and do that in front
so,
of the mirror.
So she's laughing. she's laughing a whole lot. I've since pulled my pants up. Ha ha. Moon my wife. She's laughing. But she's laughing harder than the typical moonings usually get. Usually she's like, Nathaniel, put your butt away. That's usually the response I get. But she is like laughing hard. Now you can take it away.
So then I said, Nathaniel, go over there and
into
do that
the mic
in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
Go stand over there. It's going to be right at this light. Go
okay
over there and stand in front of the mirror and do what you're doing.
So I go to the mirror.
So with his pants down.
Oh my goodness.
He moons the mirror. Bends over and sees there is a wad of toilet paper stuck between this man's cheeks.
Yo, I have never.
His face. He turned around so fast. His jaw was dropped. He
I've
was
never
speechless.
I have never been
so
embarrassed. So mortified.
Hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
It was so funny.
And I'm thankful that my wife saw it because like, there's a friend that I have named Matt Deans who moons people all the time. Just shows his butt, you know, that's just how he gets down.
I've never seen it.
Well, good. You know, he's usually, you know, mooning dudes. So
yeah,
I could only imagine I moon some of my guy friends.
Use toilet paper.
And do the same thing that I did to you. And they're just like, here's the thing. I don't know if they would tell me that
stop
there's a ripped piece of toilet paper that's clung to your butt.
You.
Oh my goodness.
Humbling.
It brought me down from, keep in mind, I was dancing because the stimulus check hit. Within the same minute, I am ashamed in humbling the guest bathroom trying to remedy the situation.
I think it's because the way you wipe personally.
Okay. And we don't have to get into that. Okay. Let's just keep it moving. Lord have mercy.
You be doing that front.
Okay,
back,
Jen,
it.
Let
anyway,
it go.
Okay.
Let it go. Let it go.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
But for real, I just realized we need to order the Easter banners.
What made you realize that?
That church had an Easter banner up.
Oh, snap. Okay, yeah, we're like 3 weeks away.
Right.
Are you going to remember? Like, do you need me to remind you?
Yeah, I need you to remind me.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I also ordered the Easter bunny and the baskets and all that stuff yesterday. Okay, awesome. So it should all be here on Monday.
Home life.
Let's go.
Okay, so for real though, there have been so many hilarious things happen.
Yeah.
And just every day I just am cracked up.
Yeah, we do keep each other rolling.
So it's really hard to pick one hilarious moment.
One that stands out. It doesn't have to be the most funny ever, but just one that stands out to you.
The wild animal.
Yeah, that's funny.
When I told you that my fingernail had come off in your hair.
Okay. Hold on. Just to briefly explain, appropriately to explain the wild animal one. It was our anniversary last year.
I
think it was
which.
Valentine's Day 2020. Yeah, Valentine's Day 2020.
Oh, my word.
Earlier in the year, so probably in January, we had bought a new bed frame for our bed. It's like a canopy bed, minus the canopy. So, anyway, it's Valentine's Day. Jen puts on, you know,
She's trying to be cute,
puts on a little spicy number. is grabbing the things
acting
of the canopy
like Shia LaBeouf
and
is Sia.
Yeah, and she's like like twirling around like she's in a cage, and I think she said, and I quote, "I'm an animal. I'm a wild animal."
It was
and
so awkward. You came out of the bathroom
like
what
yo,
are you
what?
Doing? What are you doing right now?
What do we have here?
It was not sexy at all.
No.
I just have kind of come to the terms of it's just not a bone I have in this body.
But I thought it was very endearing. It made us both laughed. I mean, we laughed for a very long time.
Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah, it was funny. And the fingernail in the hair. Jen's been putting on these like clip-on, but they're like glue-on nails. And like every time she does anything with her hands, like a nail falls off. So she'll go to pick something up. She's like, man, lost a nail. Or she'll go over and she'll try to pick
like,
this up or grab that or move it around. So
all
she's like, just lost a nail. So what were we doing?
The first times that I lost a nail, I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
So we're looking and looking and looking. I can't find it anywhere. And then when we got in bed that night, I was like, we were laying down and I was playing with your hair. And I like looked at you so straight faced. And I was like, oh my gosh, my nail's been in your hair all day.
Keep in mind, at that point, we had been around people. I think we had gone places.
We had gone to church.
Like went out to eat somewhere. It came back.
Like, oh my
and
gosh.
My face was like, are you serious? You lost your nail?
In my hair?
In
his curls. And his face was like so disturbed.
Because that's gross.
Nate hates, fun fact, ugh, acrylic or any type of fake nail.
Like it.
Because of the things that get stuck under them.
Ugh, I could scream right now.
Yes, he hates them. So acrylic nails are not a thing in our family. Like, he just doesn't go there with them. He doesn't even like the gel nails, just on top the natural nails. Just leave the nails all natural or Nate's not about it.
Yeah.
And so it just cracks me up.
I was so grossed out.
That this dirty, mangly nail.
I was so grossed out.
It was in his hair. It was in his face was to die for.
Oh my goodness. I was
rolling.
I wasn't angry at Jen. I just thought like, yo, you played
how
me.
What the heck?
You played me.
Yeah.
You played me and I played myself.
And I'm not good at fake straight facing.
No, she's
at all.
She's not an actress, but you did great in those few seconds.
I did great.
You had me all the way.
Man. All right, get ready to turn right.
Okay, soon.
I mean left.
Left, okay. Left, that is two different directions. So left, when?
It's going to be not this one, but the next one.
Okay.
Oh, those are two of my favorite moments. What about you? What is the most hilarious?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of a time. I think when we came up with the Tubman and Harriet thing, I remember that being very funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
And for those who don't know the joke, I don't know what we were
here. Yeah.
Okay, we were in Maryland. I think that we had just, I don't know. I was complaining about how much weight I had gained or something, or maybe
something
I was like wanting like a snack or something like that. I can't remember whether it was
a
dessert.
Taken a photo.
Was it that? Okay.
Yeah, so, we had taken a Polaroid, and it just didn't really look like you. It was a weird angle.
Yeah, this was during the. Okay, so this had to have been in June when you came. Okay.
And then, like, your face looked kind of swollen.
Yeah, but the thing is, my face wasn't swollen. It was just fatter.
That's just what he looked like at that time.
Right.
And
so
I
grabbed the Polaroid, and I throw it out the window and say, ew, that doesn't even look like me. That tubby man, that tubman, and that's not fat shaming at all. You know, be as thick as you want to be. Just be healthy out here. For me, I just didn't like the way that I looked. And that was funny. Then I started talking with like a deep voice, like my like a grown adult child. Like think of the people on, I think it's called, is it called Up or WALL-E? No, think of like the very large people on WALL-E. Who are just scooting around, just lazy, too lazy to use inflection. So whenever I'm feeling particularly like I'm about to do an unhealthy thing, I call myself Tubman. Mm-hmm. For Jen,
baby, it's still straight.
Okay, thank you. For Jen, her big girl personality is a girl named Harriet. So together we're Harriet Tubman.
Harriet and Tubman. And they do be coming out in full swing often. It's still straight, baby.
Okay, well,
he's
trying
to turn and do different things.
Right, because I'm seeing these parked cars and stuff.
No, that's the horse track.
Okay. Different type of
So it's just hilarious because now, like, always when we're, like, wanting a snack or this or that.
She'll be like, Tubman. I'll be like, Tubman want a little bit of ice cream. Tubman could use a taste of the ice cream.
They hungry.
Yeah, they both hungry.
Yeah, and we just crack up laughing.
Yeah. So the invention of that, is it this over here?
Like, no, I need to get my cell. It could be that. It could be that.
Okay.
I have no idea. This is your phone.
All right. Well, we've arrived. I don't know where we are. Okay.
That says Kent Building.
I don't know. So we've arrived at the center for kid toys. What's it called? Friends with benefit. What's it called? Friends with with your friends, between two friends, between between us friends, something like that. Anyway, we're here. We're about to get some kid stuff. I am pulling. I am parking.
It's in the Dover Building.
Right there in front of us. Boom. Where with 15 minutes, is Dover Building. Right there on the building. Right in front of us. Look at my finger. There we go. So we're gonna head to the Dover Building. We are currently in Dover. I think that maybe this will be continued. I'm not sure. We'll continue this because we're going to go out to eat somewhere. Then we're going to drive back. So this is going to be a super long one. So shout out to you, Straw. You're going to have a whole lot of content for your ride to work.
That's right.
So cue the transition music. We'll let you know what we find in the Dover Building. Talk to you then.